Hi, friend. Welcome to the Faith and Freedom Podcast with Frances Bella. I am your host, Frances. And on this podcast, I talk about what it looks like to live an abundant life like Jesus talked about. I believe in order to do that, we must first know our identity in Christ by finding out who God says we are and by being rooted and established and confident in God's love for us. Lastly, I believe that we need to allow God to heal the broken pieces of our story so that we can fully walk in the freedom that God has for us. My hope is that as we lean into God's word together, we are strengthened, encouraged, and grow in our faith so we can truly walk in all the fullness that is found in Christ. So let's get into it. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since I recorded. I have been sick. I was sick for a few weeks with bronchitis. And before that, we were in California. We were celebrating my son's birthday. So time has just flown by. So it's been a minute. But I am so glad to be back and sharing a little bit of encouragement to you today. And today I want to talk about Gideon, and I am going to just get right into it from Judges, and we are going to read a little bit of chapter 6. So I hope that your heart and your ears would be open to hear whatever God would want to speak to you today. And encourage your heart in whatever season you find yourself. So I am going to start reading. It is, I'm going to start with verse 1. And it goes like this. I'm reading from the NIV version. Okay. So the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And for 7 years, he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples invaded the country. They camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep, nor cattle, nor donkeys. They came up with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count them or count their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help. When the Israelites cried out to the Lord because of Midian, he sent them a prophet who said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. I rescued you from the hand of the Egyptians, and I delivered you from the hand of all your oppressors. I drove them out before you and gave you their land. I said to you, 'I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live.' But you have not listened to me." The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abizrite. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but we're going to run with it. Where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in the wine press to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Verse 13, "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" I am going to pause there because I'm going to go back. So First of all, God rescued these people. They did evil in the sight of the Lord. So God pretty much like lifted his protection, right? It says that because of the evil that they did, that the Lord had given them over to the Midianites, and the Midianites oppressed them. And finally, when it was too much to bear, right, they were, it says that Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out for help. And so many times I feel like God just allows us, right, to go our own way until we're ready, until we're like, okay, I think I've had enough of doing things on my own. I think I can ask for help now, right? And so God graciously sends a prophet, or sorry, an angel of the Lord. And so when the angel of the Lord goes and talks to Gideon, he tells him, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Some translations say mighty man of valor. And I love Gideon because he's like, "What? Say what? Pardon me?" Not only does he say pardon me, but he also is like, "If you are with us, how come all this is happening? Like, he's saying, did you not bring us out of Egypt? But you have abandoned us and given us to the hand of Midian." And I love how God was like, he didn't even really answer his question in the sense of like, why has this all happened? Because, I mean, they were doing evil, right? So I hate to say it, they brought it upon themselves, right? Excuse me. And so, but God kind of answers him in the sense of like, I'm with you. Am I not sending you? And so in verse 15, Gideon replies again, "Pardon me, my Lord, but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive." And verse 17, Gideon replied, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign." How many times have you asked God for a sign? I know I have. "Give me a sign that it is really you talking to me." I'm going to stop there. But Gideon is so cool because he's like so honest. Like, first of all, he's like, first, who am I? I am like the least of my family. We are the weakest clan. So he recognizes like, how am I supposed to do this work? How am I supposed to save your people out of the Midianites? And one thing that I want to point out is that God was giving him an assignment, right? And sometimes, if not all the times, God, the assignment that God gives us, it's more than what we could do on our own, because God does not want us to get the glory, right? He wants the glory. He wants the glory for what he is going to do in and through us. Gideon recognizes that, you know, he is the weakest, he is the least in his family. But I love that God calls him the way he sees him, because Gideon saw that he was the weakest and he saw that he was the least, but God called something that he did not even see in himself. I think it's so important that we have the right perspective and the right thoughts of who we are, because the enemy will always try to attack our identity, right? Whether it's bringing up a shameful past or some kind of lie that has been woven into our story, maybe something that we are still healing from or we need healing of, but he will always attack our identity. And if we are not rooted in the truth of who God says we are, we will not be able to carry out the assignment that God has for us. And I wanted to just pull up some verses. I actually can't take credit for what I'm about to share because we are, or I am doing a current study at my local church on the book of Luke. It's a study with Lisa Harper. And on our first day, we were given this worksheet. And it talks about who we are and then the verse that coincides with that truth. So I am about to share with you guys some truths and some verses that you can just look at, meditate on, write them on your heart, so that when you are bombarded with thoughts of a lie, you can combat that lie with God's truth. So there's just a few of them. And here they go. I am found. Luke 15, verse 4 through 10. I am yours. John chapter 17, verse 9. I am loved. John 15, verse 9. I am pure. 1 John 1, verse 7. I have life. John chapter 6, verse 47. I can breathe. John 10:10, Genesis 2, verse 7. I am healed. Isaiah 53, verse 5. Psalms 147, verse 3. I am free. Romans 6, verse 22. Galatians 5, 1. So these verses were actually from a song. I think it's a song from Lauren Daigle, but these are just the verses that you can find those truths in. And it's just so important that we meditate on it, because if we do not have a proper perspective of who God says we are, we will be defeated. And so I just want to leave you with that encouragement today, that you would just meditate on the truth of who God says you are, regardless of what you have done in the past, what someone has told you, or what you have believed about yourself. You're not that person. Maybe you were at one point, but God makes all things new. And I hope that you're encouraged with that word today. So that is all I have for you. I can't wait to share more next time. Thank you so much for tuning in today, friend. If this episode was encouraging, I'd love to hear from you. You can send me a message on my website at francisllv.com. And if you think it might be encouraging to someone you know, feel free to share it. Also, if you like and subscribe, it would mean the world to me, as that makes it visible for new listeners to find us. So thank you so much, and we will see you next time.